Start your day off on the right foot with great local programming on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE.
On our morning show today from WRCO, we have a great opportunity. We're going to bring the world to Richland Center. And joining us is Kathy Fry, who has coordinated the exchange program at Richland Center High School for many, many years. Kathy, good to have you along here again today.
Thank you, Phil. I'm glad to be here.
You have a good group again this year, it looks
like. Yes, we do. We do. We have six students this year, three from Germany, one from Hungary, one from Italy, and one from Belgium.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And generally, you don't know exactly where the countries are going to be represented each year, do you?
No, we don't. It all depends on host families. Host families choose their student. So whatever the family chooses, that's what we get. We've had 1 year not too long ago where we had 10 kids from 10 different countries. So that was interesting. Germany, we always have a German or two or three. the last couple of years, we've had Belgians and Italians as well. So it's similar group this year. But again, it's dependent on what the host families choose, and they get to choose the student that they would like to host, and whatever they choose, that's what we get.
Do you know if a town of our size, it seems like we're just really blessed to have lots of these exchange situations over the years, and we used to with the campus as well when they were open, but a town our size, we're pretty fortunate, aren't we, to have this kind of representation from around the world?
We are very fortunate. I work with Youth for Understanding, which is an exchange organization, and I have actually three kids at three other different schools this year, and one at Mauston, one at La Crosse Logan, I believe he's attending, and one in Prairie du Chien. And I know for sure that in Prairie du Chien there's only one exchange student there, and I think Mauston has two. I'm sure Logan probably has a couple more. But it's interesting that towns that are the same size as us or larger don't necessarily have a lot of exchange students. And really it's to the benefit of the school and the benefit of the community to be able to learn about people from other cultures and countries. And so I'm very happy that Richland Center is very supportive of these programs.
You've helped to coordinate this for a long time. So it goes back a number of years. You've had some lifelong friends, right?
Yes. We have hosted students, college and high school, since 1989. Now I'm really showing my age. And we've been fortunate enough to be able to go visit a lot of them. Just this past summer, we were in Germany for another wedding. Well, Switzerland for the wedding, but Germany, Switzerland. We went to Ireland and France also this summer, and we stayed mostly with families of our former students. Our kids come back and visit us. One of the kids that we hosted a few years ago is now in college in Hawaii. And for whatever reason, she's coming back here for Christmas. If it were me, I think I'd stay where it was warm. But
you could have went there.
Yeah. So it's fun. We always have visitors at the holiday time, and it's just a really great way to get to know other people from around the world and have a chance to maybe travel later and visit them. And it's a great experience.
Great to know people around the world. As you mentioned, the lodging is fairly cheap then when you go visit, right?
Makes it quite affordable to take a trip to Europe. We only rented a place for one of our stays. We were in Europe for about 2 weeks, and we stayed no longer than 2 days in any one place, but we only had to rent a place to stay once or twice. So it was much more affordable that way.
Mm-hmm. Each group that visits the Richland Center area is unique. Have you kind of determined what the uniqueness is of this group?
There's three Germans this year, so that's a little different than we've had in the past few years, although as I mentioned before, Germany is usually one of the more prevalent groups that come. YFU especially works with Germany. It was started right after World War II by a woman who specifically worked with Germans to bring them to Michigan to promote understanding between our countries after the war. So we get a lot of Germans. There are a lot of Germans in Wisconsin who kind of like to have that connection with their heritage, maybe. The group is, they're very active. And I'm looking forward to work. I know that this will be airing after our international night, but that's coming up, and I'm looking forward to contributions. We have a couple of surprises coming from what I hear. Because I know that the girls are going to be, the Germans are going to be doing a presentation, and I know that Anna from Hungary is going to be doing some food. And I asked the boys on the way in today what they were going to be doing, and they said it's going to be a surprise. Uh-huh. So they're a great group of kids.
Well, let's meet them here on the air, shall we? We'll have Hugo pull up that microphone a little bit closer there to you. Good morning. How are you, Hugo?
Good, and you?
Great to have you in here. I'm doing well. So you're from Belgium. Tell us about your home area.
My home area is like the same as here. It's like a mini town. So there are like 11,000 people. So that's pretty the same here. But there are some differences, like the people are more friendly here than in Belgium. I think if I go in Belgium right now and I'm American, I will think that it's not the same, because if I go and how can I say it? Like they don't accept me like so fast. Like here they accept me like faster than in Belgium, I think.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Why did you want to be involved in an exchange program and visit America?
First to learn more English, because my English is not very good. So I try to have after the university to have like some class in English for my career later, and just to see some new people and new culture.
What career would you like to get into, by the way?
I would like to be an engineer, like an aerospatial engineer.
Wonderful. You're in Richland Center here and at the high school. Are you involved in some other fun things other than in being in class?
I was in soccer too, and I will be in basketball, and I'm in choir, so that's pretty new things for me.
Sure. You're keeping busy then, it sounds
yeah.
like. Yeah. How did soccer go for you?
Oh, it was good, yeah. I wasn't in the varsity game, so that was a little... That was good because I was a good player too, so yeah.
And basketball, we'll see out on the basketball court then this year. Is that something you play back in Belgium?
I play like 5 or 6 years ago, so I hope I keep my level of basketball.
Your school back in Belgium, do you have a basketball-sponsored program, or is it more club-oriented sports?
No, in my school, I don't have any sport. It's just like gym, and we do like all of things. Like sometimes we do like sports, sometimes we do like just running and something like that. But we don't have like club or at school. So yeah.
This will air after the fact, but can you give us an update of like what your food is going to be for the international night? What you're going to bring or your contribution?
I don't know yet, but the other exchange student want me to do like waffles or fries, so I don't know. Maybe.
What food do you miss the most from back home that you don't get here?
Maybe, I think fries, yeah.
Fries?
Belgium fries.
Belgium fries. Okay, I was going to say we have plenty of French fries.
Yeah.
But, well, it's so nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you too.
You bet. Enjoy your time in Richland Center.
Thank you.
Well, let's move over to the other side. He's got a microphone right in front of him. Pietro is here from Italy, and we saw you on the soccer field this year, didn't we?
Yeah.
How did that go for you?
It went good. It was a long time that I didn't play soccer, so it was fun to come back and restart playing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the guys had a pretty good year, didn't you?
Yeah, we could do better, but, I mean, yeah.
What are some other things you're involved in at Richland Center High School?
Yeah, now, next week, start the practice of basketball. And there is also a game on Friday, a scrimmage, yeah. So I hope we did good. We're going to do good, yeah.
Do you have a lot of basketball experience?
Yeah, it's been 2 years that I play in my hometown basketball, yeah. But nothing is involved at the school. It's with clubs outside the school, yeah.
The NBA is worldwide anymore, so yeah. Are you aware of games back home? Do you see the NBA and know their players?
It's hard for me to see the NBA at home, because when they usually play here, in my town is like 2, 3 a.m., so... Yeah, but last week I went to watch a game, first game of the Bucks. They won against the Jazz. Yeah, it was cool.
You better keep going. You brought them some luck. You know, they've been struggling so far
this year.
Yeah,
I know.
Well, tell me about your home area and your town.
Yeah, my town is a little bit bigger than here. It's like 40, 50,000 people. It's different because people are more, they don't talk to you at first. You need to go to talk to them. Instead here is different. Like the second day of school, some guys come to me and talk to me. So yeah, they're a lot, they're kind, and yeah.
That's good to know. What were your expectations? Were you expecting a big town when you came here, or what were you expecting?
I know that it will be a small town, everybody told me, so no, yeah. I would expect like something like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to get a chance to do some holidays around America while you're here, or just stay in the rest
yeah,
of
Yeah, I want it, but I can't. So
okay,
yeah, it's kind of sure. It's kind of bad.
Why did you first want to get involved in the exchange program and visit America?
Yeah, first of all, because I want to learn more English. I wasn't really good. Now it's a little bit better, but yeah, I need still to learn. And second, because I want to do new experience and go out of my hometown.
What about your family? Were they gung-ho and you said, I want to do this? Were they supportive?
Yeah, they first told me if I want to do these things. And I say, yeah, I want to do that, yeah. But I miss them, so.
Sure. But in this day and age, you got a lot of chances for Zoom calls and things like that, right?
Now it's kind of easy to talk to them.
Yeah. So it's wonderful that you're here and you're looking forward to the rest of the school year. Anything else down the road in the school year that you'd like to be involved in?
I don't know yet. Now it's pretty... I like what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, good luck in basketball, too.
Oh, thank you.
We hope it goes really well. So, all right. Well, we'll move over and we'll talk to... Let's see. We have Paula from Germany. Next, Paula. Yeah, thanks for sliding
that over. Thank you for having us.
Good to have you in the studio with us.
Thank you.
So why did you want to be involved in the exchange program?
I guess I kind of grew up with it. My mom lived in the U.S. and I was blessed that she taught me English when I was really young. And then we had three exchange students, and I did an internship in Australia, so I kind of got to see it, and I just noticed that's kind of like my passion, and I wanted to get out of my small town and see something else, so yeah, now I'm here.
Wow, wonderful. How many languages do you speak?
Just English, like fluent, and then a tiny bit of French, but
okay,
wouldn't really count that.
that's impressive. So coming to Richland Center then, small school, is it similar to your area?
Well, the town I live in is 350 citizens, so it's like way smaller. So this is kind of big for me, but I really enjoy it, and it's great.
You speak wonderfully then, so your mother must have taught you well.
She did. I'm really glad she did.
And you were involved in some extracurriculars so far at the school?
Yeah, I did. I was a manager for volleyball, and that was a great time. The team is great, so I really enjoy that. And then... I'm probably going to be in winter cheer for basketball. That's the plan so far.
And you do dance in the area? Is that
right? I do dance at Dance Elite. It's great. We have a great group, and the dances are amazing, and I'm super excited for the shows we're going to have.
And the rest of the year, you're going to be here through the holidays and everything else. You're going to see all the traditions that we do here. Mm-hmm. So what typically do you love about the holidays, like where you come from in Germany?
I guess I like Christmas a lot. I think it's not that big of a difference, but the probably biggest difference is that we celebrate on the 24th and not 25th. So I'm excited how that's going to be here and how the difference is going to be if it's one day later.
What are you going to be fixing up for the international night? Have you got the dish planned?
We're working on it right now. I think we're going to go with like pretzel bites, and then we will see. Yeah.
What's been your favorite American food that you hadn't tried before?
Ooh, that's a really good question. I think there's not a food I could think of right now. It was probably like Culver's because that's really typical here. So I was excited. And everybody told me before I went first that I have to try it and it's really good. And it is pretty good.
Awesome. What food do you miss from back home, though?
It's probably like the self-cooked food from my mother. It's not like a typical dish. Well, probably pretzels and the bread. That's a big point. Probably because Americans keep telling me they have bread, but they mean toast. So that has been really fun. So that's probably one of the things I miss, yeah.
Awesome. And your career? What would you like to get into when your schooling days are done?
Probably I want to go into international business. That's like working around the world would be a dream. So, yeah.
Well, awesome. Good luck with that. I don't think we asked Pietro. Pietro, what about a career? Have you thought about that?
I really don't know yet what I want to do after school. So, yeah. I'm here to know if something I like, I can do after school, yeah.
Sure, sure. So maybe you'll have a moment, a light bulb moment here this year where, yeah. Hey, that's what I want to do.
Yeah, yeah.
So work at Culver's or something. Maybe. Kathy, some of the students are here for the whole year. Some are here for a half year, I understand.
That's right. Five of the kids are here for the full year, and Anna from Hungary is just here for one semester. And so that brings up another point. We do have 10 spaces available at Richland Center, and we've only used 6 of them. So if anyone listening is interested, there are some second semester students who are ready to be temporarily adopted by a host family. We do have 4 spaces left, so if anybody is interested in hosting for the second semester, those students will probably come second or third week in January and stay until middle of June. We also, just while I'm plugging programs here, we also have our Argentina program, which this will be our 6th year of hosting a group of students that all come from the same school in Argentina. It's kind of similar to what Kay Zigan used to do with the German group. We had a sister school in Germany, and when she was teaching German at the high school, she would bring German students from for about 3 weeks in the fall during their fall break. And so we've started off with this Argentina program. Richland Center High School was the first public school to host a group from this school, which is a Catholic high school in Argentina. And that was 2019-20. That was the first year. So this will be the 6th year. We were the only school to have a group during COVID. We had 6 students that year, and they were the only ones that came. Usually the group from that school is between 80 and 100 students. And they come and do some sightseeing on the West Coast, and then they split up into groups of about 10. With one chaperone, and they go to different schools around the country and spend about 5 weeks at a high school in the U.S., and then they get back together and tour the East Coast, end up in Florida before they go back to Argentina in February. So that program is on board for this year. We've already placed 4 of the students plus the chaperone. We still are looking for host families for 6 boys. And the group arrives January 5th in Richland Center here, and they leave on February 12th. There is a small stipend for host families for that program, and it's a really great way for someone who maybe has thought about hosting students before but doesn't want to commit to a full semester or full year to kind of get their feet wet in hosting and see what it's like. The kids are great. They get very involved. They go to school every day. The only requirements are that the family would have a separate bed for the student. The student can share with a host sibling of the same sex. 3 meals a day, but the lunch is taken care of by the program, so the kids don't have to buy school lunch. That's covered. And transportation, and kids can ride the bus. So, I mean, it's really just opening your home, having a place for them to study and sleep, and welcoming them into your family. And it's a really good program. We really enjoy it.
I think Richland Center's been lucky over the years. You've had lots of people step forward and take a part of hosting, right?
Yes, we have. And since the campus program is gone now, this is really one of the only opportunities. I know Eagle School has exchange students as well. But we really appreciate host families. Without host families, we wouldn't be able to have the kids here. I think they are a very good advantage to our kids at the high school, being able to learn about other countries and cultures, and they are an asset to the community. They get involved in lots of different things. A couple of the kids here are on scholarships this year, and they are required to do some community service work. They get involved with the 80 German warehouse, haunted warehouse. They do. They did some filling of backpacks with Kiwanis at the very beginning of the year. They get involved with, you know, some community groups as well. So they're a big asset to the community as well as the school.
I can speak personally as a host family. Sometimes we get more from them than they get from us, I think, don't we?
I really think that's true. You know, we've been hosting for a long time, and we really still continue to host because we really enjoy being able to be in touch with what younger people are thinking since we're now getting older. and it really – sometimes these kids – surprise you in a very good way. They are very in tune with what's going on in the world, and some of the thought and the depth of their thoughts and their connection to what's happening in the world is great and sometimes surprising in a good way.
Right on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very astute. Well, let's meet a few more of them here. We have three more that have slid to the microphones. We have Anna from Hungary, and good morning. Welcome to our show.
Good morning.
Good to have you in the program here. Tell us about your home area.
Well, my home area is very similar to Richland Center. I would say it's bigger. It has 15,000 residents. It's like it's really next to a forest, so whenever I wake up and I see the forest here or where the other exchange students live, I kind of get the same vibes from it than as my hometown.
What were your expectations when you came to? Were you expecting a big town, or did you know the size of Richland Center?
Honestly, at first I expected a big town. Then everyone from YFU told us that we were most likely to go to a smaller town. So then I accepted this, and now I'm really glad that I got here.
Have you known other students that have come through the YF program before?
There is a guy, he goes to the same school as me, and at first I heard him, he talked about YFU, and kind of that's how I got involved with this.
What grade are you, or what age are you in school? Like when you go back from Richland Center, do you have more high school yet then?
Yeah, I'm a junior back in my school.
Okay. And what have you been involved with here at Richland Center High School?
Well, I was the volleyball team's manager with POA for a while. But one thing I get really involved is pottery. I had a handwheel class during first quarter with Mr. Rogers. Shout out to him. Mm-hmm. I honestly loved his classes, and I have to say I got addicted to pottery.
Ah, awesome. Are we going to be able to see some of your work then somewhere along the line?
Yeah, sure. You could see a few of the students' works in school for a few weeks.
Like an art show or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. What about food? What's the big difference? Or what have you eaten something here that you really like?
I think food in my country is much more fresh, I would say. But the food here still tastes very good. Mm-hmm. And I like it, but I really miss my the food I'm used to.
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite food back home?
I have to say it's goulash soup, and I think it's really famous.
Yes, very much so. Have we had a lot of students from Hungary over the years, Kath?
No, I'm not sure if we've ever had another student. Maybe once in the past, probably before my time, because I don't think since I've started being the coordinator at the high school, I don't think we've had Hungarians. We had a couple of Czech guys a couple of years ago, but that's probably about the closest. And we had a girl from Poland a couple of years ago as well. But you're the first Hungarian that I remember.
Yeah,
so
that's awesome. Was your family all in favor of you doing this program?
I think my mom kind of expected me to get into this because we've traveled a lot since I was very young. So I would say I like to meet different cultures and how people think there. And I think she really expected me to do this.
What would you like to do for a career?
I would like to be a doctor or in the medical field.
Do you have a chance while you're over here to maybe tour hospitals and do some job shadowing and things like that?
Honestly, I hope so.
It'd be a great opportunity for you.
Yeah, definitely.
And maybe do schooling, come back to school someday, maybe college here in America?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know yet where I'm going to go. So, that's a big decision I have to make in the future.
Are you on scholarship?
No, I'm not.
By the way? Okay. We'll move over to the other side of the table here, and we'll talk to Paulina from Germany.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. So tell us about your home area.
So I'm from Bavaria, a southern part of Germany, and I live in a smaller town. In my perspective, it's like 50,000 citizens, and it's near a bigger town called Munich.
Sure.
And it's really nice. I love it there, and I'm in the bigger town which has like 1.5 million inhabitants within 20 minutes by train. So I'm kind of used to something different than here, but I like it, and I live there with my brother and my mother, so yeah.
In your area, there's something going on every night. You know, there's nightlife, and it's a little bit different than here in Richland Center, I'm sure, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. So I could go every day to the big town next to me, to Munich, and go to museums or different exhibitions or activities that take place there. So it was kind of different at first when I came here. I had to get used to it first, but now I really like it and the rural and countryside life here. Yeah.
At Richland Center, there are opportunities, you know, extracurriculars. We talked to the others about sports and different things that are involved in. Do you have similar experiences at your school where you come from or not?
Yes, definitely. But I feel like a school has a bigger part in the lives of students here than in Germany or in my part of Germany, because I'm in school until 1 p.m. normally, and then all my extracurriculars are outside of school. So I go to band and I do my sports in the afternoon by myself. And here the students are in school a lot longer, and then they do sports in school because it's sometimes even the only opportunity to take part or participate in such activities. So that's a big difference.
You're in band here at Richland Center,
yes,
High School?
Yes, I am.
What instrument do you play?
I've been playing saxophone.
All right.
Yeah. I've been playing it for 8 years now, so I love it.
Wonderful. And what are some other things you're involved at Richland Center then?
I started with managing volleyball, but then I switched to cross country, even though I was always a person who would say, I hate running, I could never be a runner, I hated it. But then I started practicing, and the coaches and the team were so nice. And with the regular practice that we had, I saw such an improvement in my abilities, and it was so motivating. And I loved the meets, and I loved the team. And I'm really sad that it's over now. So I found a new passion.
I was going to say, now running might be a part of your future then a little bit, right?
Hopefully, yes. I'm trying to find a way to keep running during the winter.
Uh-huh. Sure. And are you involved in a winter sport activity then or not?
Not yet. I'm still thinking about it, but maybe I would just go to the gym and continue running.
Did you know about volleyball much before you became a manager?
And not that much. As Paula said, I think it was Pietro, sometimes in school, in PE, I played it, but we have like all different activities in school in Germany and the PE class, so I had a little bit of knowledge, but not that much. So it was really interesting to see how involved and how good the students here are in volleyball. The varsity team is impressive.
Yeah. Yeah, very much so. What would you like to do for a career someday?
I have no idea, but I love languages, and I'm trying to learn a lot of them, so I hope I get involved in a job in that field.
Are you on scholarship
then? Yes, I am.
Uh-huh. What do you have to do as far as community service is concerned?
So Paul and I are both, we both have the same scholarship. It's called CBYX. It's from the German and U.S. Parliament. And we had to fill out an application, of course, and go through several steps to get here. And we don't pay anything for our exchange. So we are really privileged, and I'm really thankful for that. And our requirement is 30 service hours. But I think both of our goals are higher than that. We try to give more back to the community.
That's awesome. So you've already done a few things like the backpacks, I understand.
Exactly,
like
yes.
That.
And then I went to the Haunted Warehouse with Anna, which was really fun. We just screamed at people for 5 hours straight.
Oh, you were some of the actors then.
Yes, we were. Okay. And Anna even lost her voice. She couldn't speak for 2 days. And then I was involved in... I think, what else did I do? I know that Paula went to the library and helped out there. And then I went to Calvary's one night, to the Calvary's share night, which was really fun. So I hope I will find some more activities to do. Yeah.
That's awesome. Learn about volunteering.
Exactly.
For your future.
It's definitely a big part of the community here. I feel like it's a lot bigger than in Germany. I've never met someone in Germany who said, I volunteer. That's not a thing.
A lot of times here for scholarships, students have to do that, have, you know, so many hours and things like that.
Exactly. So. I think that's a great part of the community and the U.S. Life, that volunteering is such a big and important part.
Yeah. Well, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Thank you.
Stay tuned for the second half of today's morning show program on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE. Coming up, though, in just a moment, we'll have a look at today's news.
Laughing your way through live comedy and party hopping between disco with VO5, classic country with Frank Martin Bush and the Names, and a DJ dance party. When the night is over, your guest room is a safe, warm elevator ride away, and you can start your year off right with our outstanding New Year's ballroom brunch. Find your perfect package at concoursehotel.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is 6:30 and time now for a news update sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies caring for you and about you, and also by BL Signs for all your business signage needs. A daytime high today will be in around 47, so it will be a bit more unseasonal today. For tonight, 25, a high of 31 tomorrow. Reports of a few slippery stretches on the secondary roads today. Otherwise, it is an on-time morning. It is currently 34 degrees.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
I'm Phil Nee with news. Governor Tony Evers opposes President-elect Donald Trump's promise of mass deportations. Wisconsin's Democratic governor responded to the plan in an interview with Matt Smith on WISN's Upfront. Evers said, as far as taking people from farms and factories in the state that are the backbone of our economy, that will not work for us. Evers called on lawmakers in Washington to pass a comprehensive immigration reform bill similar to a Senate measure, which was scuttled earlier this year due to opposition by then-candidate Trump. Evers said his administration will do everything it can to prevent migrant workers in Wisconsin's ag sector and other industries from being deported. A second term for the chairman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, Brian Schimming, was first elected to the position in December of 2022. The RPW Executive Committee met on Saturday and reelected him. Under Schimming's relationship and leadership, the party delivered Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes to President-elect Donald Trump, only the second time a Republican candidate has won Wisconsin since 1984. The party also held on to a 6-2 Republican delegation in the U.S. House and maintain Republican majorities in the state legislature. An industrial accident killed a worker in Waukesha over the weekend. Police and fire personnel were called to Prolec GE Waukesha at around 2:30 Saturday afternoon. An employee found unresponsive on top of a transformer, multiple feet in the air, was pronounced dead at the scene. Based on the initial investigation, police said electricity was a contributing source to the death and no foul play was suspected. Prolec GE is cooperating with the investigation. If you're planning on gifting a child's bike this holiday, don't forget the safety gear. Dr. Benjamin Orso with Gunderson Health says helmets and pads are a must. If you're unsure of what size safety gear a child will need, get a gift card along with the bike or scooter so family members can pick up the right size for the child. Also, be sure you're not buying gifts with small parts if there are small children in the home. If you're getting a holiday tree this week, be sure to get it home safely. Brian Ortner with AAA says you should treat it like you would be transporting a large appliance. Make sure you have some strong rope or ratchet straps with you, an old blanket, some gloves, and of course, the right vehicle helps too. One with a roof rack is ideal. If you need help, consider renting a truck from your local hardware retailer or
Moving Company. Keep a watchful eye out for scams this holiday season. IRS spokesperson Christopher Miller says phishing continues to be a major issue, so always double-check any emails to make sure they look correct and only shop at secure websites. Miller says you also shouldn't shop on unsecured public Wi-Fi in places like a mall or a restaurant and help protect the devices of your more vulnerable family friends like seniors and kids. A full list of safety tips can be found at irs.gov. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has been named the recipient of the 2024 Diversity Award for its commitment in creating a diverse and inclusive workplace. The Diversity Award was established in the year 2000 by the State Council on Affirmative Action and recognizes state agencies for dedication to the recruitment, retention, and promotion of a diverse workforce. The DPI received the honor for its 2024 through 26 Equity Inclusion Strategic Plan. The Diversity Award was presented to DPI staff during the 2024 Diversity and Virginia Heart Special Recognition Award Ceremony, which was held at the Wisconsin State Capitol on Friday. Bauer Gunnell Dalton, VFW Post 2267, and its auxiliary will once again sponsor their annual fundraiser for local veterans and the Toma VA. That's coming up this Wednesday from 9 until 3 at the Richland County Bank Lobby. All items donated must be new and can be wrapped or unwrapped. Used items cannot be accepted. Please secure items in clean boxes or sturdy bags. Monetary donations are also accepted. Please make checks payable to VFW Post 2267 Christmas. For more information, call Commander Marge at 608-647-4884. And Ithaca Middle and High School musicians will take the spotlight in a concert tonight, starting at 7 in the Ithaca High School gym. Under the direction of Mary Beth Behrens and Wade McCoy, the 6th grade, 7th and 8th grade, and high school bands and choirs will perform Sounds of the Season. Admission is free and open to all tonight.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a standout wrap to the business sign that greets you before you even step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it, BL Signs is behind it. Known for delivering projects done well, on time, and on budget, BL Signs of Richland Center is your trusted source for all your signage needs. Start your next project with BL Signs. Visit them online at blsignage.com.
The forecast for today calls for a high of 47, partly cloudy and unseasonably warm conditions expected. A west wind at 5 to 15. Then tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 25. Tuesday, 31. A low of 18 Tuesday night with flurries. And Wednesday, 23 with scattered snow showers. Thursday's high, just 12 degrees. And Friday, 30, turning cloudy and milder. Some light snow likely, light accumulation could happen on Friday. Yesterday's high was 53 here at the studios. It fell quickly last night. Our temperature at midnight was 38 degrees. Right now, 34. We have received just a trace of precipitation, a little light rain in the overnight hours. East winds are at 3 miles per hour. And again, secondary roads in the area are listed as slippery in some regards, so drive with care. Allow some extra time today. There have been reports of a few accidents this morning in Southwest Wisconsin, with people kind of unknowing that there are some slippery stretches and maybe a little frost coming out of the road in some areas, too. So be aware of that. Right now in Richland Center, it is 34 degrees.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Sports Time today is sponsored by the Homesteaders Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. A look at the schedule coming up and details on a day of NFL action. The Badger men prepare for a game Tuesday night after now 2 straight losses.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality 4-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and 3 points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Our high school games tonight in area basketball. Richland Center will be at Wisconsin Heights. The Hornets lost on Friday to Baraboo in the Fiserv Forum game. Tonight's regular season non-conference game will get underway around 7:30 on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. River Ridge plays at Belmont tonight, and Lafarge is taking on Wonewoc Center. River Valley is on the road at Broadhead in boys basketball. On the girls' side of things, kick Kickapoo is at Wonewoc Center. Iowa Grant at Albany Monticello, and Cooley Christian Providence plays at Seneca. Dodgeville at Mount Horeb. Fenimore at Highland. It's also Southwestern at Argyle Pecatonica. Saturday night, it was Elkhart Lake getting the win against Weston, 91-50. Leading scorers for Weston were Isaac Jennings with 27 and Garrett Jennings with 13. In his third game back, Bucks forward Chris Middleton scored 7 fourth-quarter points in a 118-113 victory over the Nets that ended a 2-game losing streak. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 34 and took down 11 rebounds, while Damian Lillard passed for 11 assists. Brooklyn had a 4-point lead with 3 minutes left, but couldn't hold it. Milwaukee meets Orlando at home Tuesday night in a quarterfinal round game of the NBA midseason tournament. Here is Coach Doc Rivers.
Tonight we trusted everything. Giannis made a great pass to Bobby for a three. Dame had the three, but they were closing out and he swung it to Chris. That's called trust. That's how you win games. When you start doing that, your team becomes unguardable.
The Bucks get ready for their next game coming up again tomorrow night. Marquette guard Cam Jones scored 2 straight times with about 15 minutes left to put his team ahead for good Saturday in the showdown against the Badgers. Jones led all scorers with 32 points in the 88-74 win. Wisconsin was hurt by 16 turnovers while taking its second straight defeat. Here's Coach Greg Gard.
We don't have time to feel sorry for ourselves. We got to get better and turn around and play in 2 days again at Illinois. But as I break down the film, I'm sure what I'm going to find is there were some good things. I thought offensively we did some good things, got good looks in the first half. The second half, we had a harder time keeping them out of the paint. Obviously, Cam Jones was a big reason of that.
The Badgers return to the court Tuesday at Illinois. The Golden Eagles don't have a game until Saturday when they play at Dayton. A person familiar with the deal tells the AP that star outfielder Juan Soto and the New York Mets have agreed to a record $765 million 15-year contract. This person spoke on conditions of remaining anonymous. It was first reported by the New York Post. Soto's deal is the largest and longest in Major League Baseball history, topping Shohei Ohtani's $700 million 10-year contract with the Dodgers. Matthew Wright kicked a 31-yard field goal that banked off the left upright as time expired, and the Kansas City Chiefs survived another close game, beating the Los Angeles Chargers 19-17 to win their 9th straight AFC West title. In other action from yesterday, the Bears were defeated by San Francisco 38-13, Rams 44, Buffalo 42, Seattle 30, Arizona 18. Tampa Bay beat Las Vegas 28-13, Pittsburgh 27-14 over Cleveland, Philadelphia 22, Carolina 16. New Orleans 14, the Giants 11, Minnesota beat Atlanta 42-21. Also in overtime, Miami 32, the Jets 26, Jacksonville beat Tennessee 10-6. The Monday night NFL game this evening has Dallas hosting. They'll be taking on Cincinnati. Just one game tonight in the NBA, New York at Toronto as well. College basketball yesterday, the Badger women's team scored the victory against Rutgers 66-64. That's an update on Monday Morning Sports. I'm Phil Nee. 100.9 WRCO.
Mel is here as well. How you doing?
I'm good. Are you?
Good to have you here. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
we're doing
you.
Well. So did any of the German students, did you know any of the other students before you came?
No, before I came here, not really. But we got some emails from each other. So we fly together to come here. So I meet them at the airport.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There are rules where you can't live together here, right? Because of your, you know, two German-speaking students can't stay in the same spot, so you have to be separated at night, but you can see each other during the day then.
Yeah, but we are mostly talking English together. So.
Ah, that's good. Wonderful. Well, tell us about your home area. Where are you from in Germany?
Oh, I'm more from the north side of Germany. I live in a smaller, not really a smaller town. It's a little bit bigger than here. We have 20,000 inhabitants, I think, but I'm not sure about it. It's something like that. Yeah, I live there in a little community, so everybody knows everyone. It's pretty funny sometimes, but not really much happened there, so it's a little bit bored, but it's fine.
What's your favorite part of Richland Center, like living here? What is your favorite part?
My favorite part is really the horseback riding in the Western style. I love it so much. My first day I was here, we went to a horseback riding. So it was so much fun. I love it so much.
So you're involved with horsemanship back home then in Germany?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So do you have a club that you're involved in?
Yeah, I started horseback riding 9 years ago, I think. So it's a long time. Yeah. And I love it.
And what have you been involved in here in Richland Center at the high school?
I was the last season a manager in a soccer team. It was a good season and it was much fun. And I loved the team because we loved so much. Yeah. And the trips to the other schools was really funny.
What food do you miss from back home the most?
Oh, it's typically the bread.
Uh-huh.
Not the toast. It's bread. And mostly the homemade stuff from my grandma and my mom, because their food are so good and I love it so much.
Are they shipping you care packages while you're here?
No.
No?
But I wish they could.
Sure. What would you like to get into as far as a career is concerned?
Oh, I really like to study the veterinarians. So I did some work at home with them. And my neighbor is a veterinarian, so sometimes I'm with her in the practice, so it's fun.
That would require a lot more schooling for you, wouldn't
it?
Yeah,
I know. Uh-huh. I know. So there will be 9 years more school.
Okay. So it's pretty much the same in Germany as it is here then.
Yeah.
So a long time. So you've been here a little while. I've asked this to other groups before, but have you started dreaming in English? Like,
yeah,
somebody's talking to you.
Yeah. Maybe I start thinking in English, but you mean in English, and yeah, but I think it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Great. And that was probably one of the main goals when you came here, is to learn English a little bit better.
Though. Yeah.
Good. Well, it sounds like you're doing well.
Yeah, sure.
Great group here this year, Kathy.
Yes, they are. They are. Great group. I just want to, again, plug for host families, because I think even whether you have little kids at home, or you have teenagers, or you're like me, we're empty nesters, or, you know, whatever, there's a student out there for you, and they will be very excited to know that someone has chosen them. I was thinking about this as Marla was talking. When her coordinator there, so we have two different exchange groups represented here, Youth for Understanding, YFU, and NACEL Open Door. So Merla and Hugo are with NACEL, and the other four are YFU. And when Merla's coordinator put her profile on Facebook one day, her host sister saw the profile and saw that she was interested in horses, and by 5 hours later, she was going to be placed with this family. So what I wanted to say about that is that if you have a student, or if you have an interest in hosting, and you want a specific type of student, whether you want to host someone from a particular country or with specific interests, or want to learn a particular language, I can help you find a student that will fit well with your family. And I really enjoy doing that. It's kind of like matchmaking a little bit. And it's just really fun to see how those relationships grow over the year. And I think, you know, as far as Marla goes, the horseback riding has been a big thing. It's been a very, very bonding experience for their family. The only other one I'm super, super knowledgeable about is Paulina, because she drew the short straw and she's living with me this year. One interesting thing about that, though, was that we did get to meet her before she came, which is unusual. Because we were in Europe in July, we were able to meet her before she arrived here. And I know she had some concerns about coming to a small town at first, but I think she's finding that she's busier than maybe she wants to be sometimes. It's different, but different doesn't mean bad or good. It's just different. So, you know, we have some great host families hosting this year, a variety. Paula's family has a number of children. Hugo's family, I think there's three or four kids in the family. We've got Anna and Paulina and Pietro live with families that don't have children. So there's a kid out there for everybody if you're interested in hosting, and I would be very, very happy to help you find a good match for your family if you are interested in it.
You can find a lifelong friend, can't you?
A lifelong member of your family, really.
Right.
We've been to now two different weddings, one in Germany and one in Switzerland, and a lot of the kids that we've hosted in the past are between 25 and 35, and, you know, we kind of expect that there will be some more upcoming weddings to go to. And, you know, it's just, your family becomes an extended family of them. We receive things at Christmas time from some of our former host students and families, and we try to send things to them too. It's just an experience that will last a lifetime.
Definitely will. Thanks a lot to our guests today, Hugo, Pietro, Paula, Mel, Anna, Paulina, and Kathy Fry. Thanks for bringing them along here and sharing and look for these students at Richland Center High School, because they're all involved in something. You'll probably see them.
Yes, you will. You will. They're an involved group, so it's great.
Yeah. All right. We'll have more on the morning show coming up tomorrow.
Welcome to Pratt Chat. Pratt Chat is a service of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Join us each week for a conversation with Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for answers to questions that we're all hesitant to ask. Pratt Chat is sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Mark, I know every year you take time out for the service of remembrance, and that time is coming up real soon, isn't it?
It is. On Sunday, December 1st at 1 p.m. at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, we're going to hold our annual service remembrance, which the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has held for over 30 years now. It's a time to get together and kind of talk to people about what that first year might be like without their loved one. So any family that Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been able to assist or serve in the last year will receive a personal invitation from the funeral home, should have already received them, and it's going to tell them about the service. But it's a time to gather those people together. So even if you did not receive an invitation, we encourage anyone to come. If the loss was in the last year, if it was 5 years ago, maybe this is the year that you want to kind of acknowledge the loss, see about how we might be able to move forward without that loved one in our life. Some people acknowledge that right away. Sometimes it takes some time, and that's okay. But we encourage anyone to come out. We're going to have three different ministers there to kind of speak about loss and grief and the holiday season and how we might be able to cope with it as an individual and as a group. Just know that everyone there is in that same boat that you are. They've suffered a loss. You know, it may be a loss of a spouse, of a child, of a parent, of a cousin, of a neighbor, or just a really good friend. But we all have suffered a loss for everyone that's been there this Sunday. So the reason we have three different ministers come in is they all have a different perspective. Just like with our friends and family, some we connect with a lot better than others. So by having three different ministers there, we hope that there's at least one of them that can really speak to you and where you're at in your situation right now. Because every loss is different. We all take that loss different. Because what was that person's relationship to us? You know, maybe it was a spouse, you know, and we've been married for 50 or 60 years together. Maybe it's only been a few years. Maybe it's a sibling that, you know, we weren't really that close in age with. You know, there was 8 or 9 siblings and there was 15 or 20 years in between us. Or maybe it was the one that we spent the most amount of time with and we were inseparable, you know, called each other daily. All those losses are different. They're all really important, but they're all different in how we cope and grieve with those losses. Was it sudden? Was the illness, did it go on for years? And as odd as it sounds, was death kind of one of those things that was merciful and something that we were praying would happen? Whenever I talk to high school students, it's kind of that same thing. It always seems weird when you say the best thing that could happen for this individual is you pray for them and you want them to pass away because it's going to bring peace to them. It's horrible for us. It's a hard thing. It takes time. You have to grieve. But sometimes how those losses happen really impact how we grieve with them. Some people hold it all in. Well, that's not necessarily healthy either. Just internalize everything, and I'm going to get through it, and I'm not going to talk about it, and I'm not going to show any emotions or tell anybody anything about it. Well, that just kind of extends grief out. You know, we did not acknowledge the loss. We're not acknowledging that we do feel pain and loss. So this is a time to get everyone together to kind of give you some ideas of, we know the holidays are going to be hard. We're not going to tell you they're going to be great. They're going to be rosy. Everything's going to be amazing, because it's not. And we know that. But we want to give you some ideas of how can you make the holidays better. Are they going to be amazing? Maybe not. But can they be better than what you think they might be? They could. Maybe you keep some traditions. Maybe you get rid of some traditions. But we want you to come and get some different ideas from different perspectives and ministers about how you might be able to handle the holidays this first year without your loved one.
Is this for someone who has lost a loved one in the last couple of years, or could it be any time in the last years?
It can be any time that the loss has happened. So we've just invited people in the last year, but everyone's invited to come to this, no matter where their loss was at. If it was at another funeral home in Richland County, or if it was out in a different state, or if it was several years ago, if this is the time that you want to kind of acknowledge and maybe get some tips about how might I make this holiday better. Traditionally, we have a tree in the front with ribbons for everyone who has passed away in the last year that the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has assisted. We will be doing that again this year. If you would like extra ribbons put on the tree or made for your loved ones, at the time. We can make those for you on Sunday afternoon. After the service, we'll give you a ribbon with your loved one's name on it. You can get as many extras as you would like to bring them home and to put them on your own tree at your house, because we want you to remember them. We don't want you to forget them just because they're not there. So the ribbon is kind of a remembrance that they're still there with you. So to acknowledge that death, and you can put that ribbon on multiple different trees. You can give it to your kids or other people in your family that just looking at your loved ones might bring a smile to their face, you know, in this time of grief and loss. In the holiday season, when everyone's supposed to be happy and joyful, we're acknowledging that that's not necessarily the case, but we want to make it as a good of an experience as can be for where you're at in your grief journey.
Today's Pratt Chat has been sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. For answers to the questions you have, call the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at 608-647-4808.